Hey everyone, welcome back to All About Sports, the podcast. I am your host, Mazhar, and I have a couple of my co-hosts today. I have Rishabh.
Hey everyone.
And Aniket Gui.
What up, guys?
So last week we had discussed some of the most irritating things of sports as fans when it comes to watching sports or anything regarding the rules, the decisions made. So we touched upon the most infamous VAR, some of the NBA's timeouts, and so on and so forth. You can check that out. The link is above in the episodes. And those listening, you can just run through our episodes. Now, coming to this week's episode, we are on the brink of the Tokyo Olympics. We're super, super excited about that. Team India sending a pretty big contingent. We'll have around 100 athletes going for the Olympics. And a lot of them have automatically qualified, which is something that makes us super proud of what we've seen coming up in sports. And it's not been the traditional sports as it's always been the case in the past. We have a first-time equestrian this time. We have sailors, which is so refreshing to see. We have a judo athlete. We have such unique athletes who will be competing in some of the sports where India's never even thought of taking part in. So shout out to all the athletes going, and a medal doesn't matter. At the end of the day, just going there, giving your best and making it itself is a big deal. And I think people forget that. Now, I wanted to just open this discussion up. So I'm going to go to you, Gui, first. Which sport are you most excited about to see Indian athletes in this time? And potentially, you, if you can just let us know, who are you most excited to see in that particular sport as well?
Look, I'll be very honest. Racket sports, I have a very, very odd bent towards racket sports, all right? Tennis and badminton are like go-to watch in the Olympics. Other than, of course, I'm talking generally. I'm not talking about like who you're tracking in, per se from India. But in generally, it's also just the racket sports to me and track and field. Those are the two sports which, you know, which are like really competitive. You get to see some athletes, because like track and field is something like Indian athletes haven't excelled at, right? And you get to see some of the best runners from you know, the United States and Jamaica and all these places. So that's really fun. But like from an Indian perspective, like the racket sports are like great, and I'm really, really, as always, looking forward to watch PV Sindhu compete. And this time I don't mean to like play it down or, you know, be rude in the sense that, you know, she has a better chance now that Carolina Marin is injured. But let's be honest, she is one of the most fierce competitors we've seen on the court. And she carries that on her sleeve, right? She carries that emotion on her sleeve. You see how much it means to her. And that's why I think I have never seen an entire office glued to a TV screen. Mazhar and I used to work in the same place. So we know, I know that he knows this also. Generally, the news section is what is running on the TV screen. There was a email, company-wide email sent out that, you know, respective cafeterias in the base locations will have the match running 4 to 5, take a break, watch it. Like everyone gather and watch it. Like that's how much it meant. And that's, you know, that's like kind of ingrained in my memory. And I'm still like, that's one sport which just has such high level gameplay, and it's also fast, it's pacey, and like it's one of those things, right? No break, bare minimum break, just keep going. So it's just lovely to watch. And PV Sindhu, absolute, probably on top of a game, right? Okay, top of the sport in general at the moment. So I am really looking forward to that.
I'm gonna now take this to Krishnan. You know what's amazing is athletics. We have 19 athletes in taking part in the athletics events this time in track and field, like Gui said. What are you looking forward to the most, and who's that one athlete that you are so, so excited about that you're going to be glued to your TV screen? I know you have your time difference to deal with, but I'm sure you'll end up staying up for that as well. So share your opinion on that.
No, Maz, you make a great point. And I think track and field, the name that's being thrown around is Neeraj Chopra. I think everyone's really excited for Neeraj Chopra, obviously a javelin thrower. He's had a little bit of a stint with injuries, which is what has been kind of painful for his career, but he's still extraordinarily young. He came back last year, and Gui, correct me if I'm wrong, or Gui Mazhar, you both know this better. I think he again, when he came back for his, I think for the Olympic trials, broke the national record, I think in 2020 or 2021. So he's looking absolutely fantastic. Like you said, Mazhar, we're so not used to talking about javelin throwers and people in track and field events when it comes to India. But all our energy behind everyone who's competing in a track and field event from India, of course, but also Neeraj Chopra seems to be kind of like a real rising star in the area. Outside in track and field, I have to say, this might just be a growing interest that's been there outside of the Olympics as well, but I'm kind of excited for boxing. We have a lot of big names that are coming out and will be showing up for boxing in the 2020 Olympics. We have Amit Fungal, who will be at men's 52 kgs. According to the 2020 AIBA rankings, he was number one. He's really been phenomenal since he actually beat the Rio Olympics champion, which was Hasan Boy Dusmatov, in the 2018 Asian Games. He's actually moved to the flyweight division since then, and he's just been looking absolutely fantastic. On top of that, we have obviously Mary Kom. We know Mary Kom's story, 2012 bronze medal at the Olympics. There's always excitement behind her. She's such a storied competitor. And then on top of that, our viewers might find out there's a little bit of bias here, but we have a couple of other people who we're really excited for. Vikas Krishan Yadav, who's actually signed for the American top team as well. Pro boxer. He's been doing some professional boxing outside of the Olympic and national boxing as well. So he's been doing a couple of pro fights. He was actually knocked out of the quarterfinals in the 2016 Olympics, but is looking fresh, looking ready. And then Pooja Rani, who's just coming off winning the Asian Boxing Championship in 2021. She's looking great as well. So I think I'm really just broadly excited for boxing, both because I've started vaguely following it and have a little bit of an understanding of what's going on. So I think those are the people I'm really excited for.
I'm going to now transition into what I feel is something that I guess all Olympic fans or all those who are looking forward to watching our Indian athletes taking part, just to cover all of that broad spectrum in terms of the athletes that we should watch it. I'm going to talk about some athletes who are already there, who've done it and have the experience of the previous Olympics. So I'm going to talk about two names in archery, Atanu Das and Deepika Kumari. Atanu Das had a phenomenal showing in Rio. I really thought that he's going to go and get a medal. He toppled some of the bigger names in archery. If we're talking about some of the South Koreans, the Japanese, we're talking about literally the guys who, before the event, thought that these guys will steamroll their opponents. And this guy held his own. He was a bit unfortunate with a few shots. But again, it comes down to, I guess, experience more than anything. And I think that one Olympic experience can take him a long way. And I mean, nerves might be some... I mean, I can't even explain or even imagine the sort of nerves that these guys feel at that point in time. And he really held his own. So credit where it's due there. So I'm super excited to watch him in archery. And Deepika Kumari, well, she just got her world number one ranking for the second time. So let's hope, fingers crossed, this time she does go there and proves why she deserves that world number one rank. So all the best to our archery athletes. I also then wanted to mention, like I think Krishnan, you just covered athletics. I mean, we've got race walking. We've got so many athletes in race walking. It's pretty amazing. We've got Avinash Sable running in the steeplechase. Oh my God, these are grueling events. And I love watching the steeplechase because it's like an obstacle course, right? So you're like, my God, can you believe this is a professional event and how challenging it is?
Sensory overload. It's a sensory overload just watching. And so much fun. I'm like, person is jumping. There is water. What what is happening? Do I really understand this? No, but it's really fun to watch.
Exactly. So, and it's GUI or so, right? It's kind of complex because there are so many guys running. It's like a fish market. You're like trying to figure out, wait, who's ahead? What's going on? And everything, it's pretty, like there's so much commotion, but it's great fun to watch. So super excited. I'm excited about MP Jabir, who's going to be in hurdles, that too, 400 meter hurdles. So we're looking at these events and going like, wow, we have an Indian taking part in all of these unique events, which is so motivating for youngsters, I'm sure. So my word of advice is definitely check out these events, not only for Indian athletes, just to understand how challenging it is physically and to show you that, you know, you can create your own path in pretty much any sport that you want. I'm going to come back to you, Krishna, now with this. I have to mention this, hockey. We have won the most gold medals in hockey. It's the one thing that we've always taken pride in. We have become, again, a sort of force to reckon with, let's just say that. We're slowly seeing some sort of growth again in the sport. Where do you see our men's and women's team going from here?
It's a great point, Maz. And it's funny because it's hard to be an Indian and not get really excited for India's hockey team. It doesn't matter where we are in the rankings. It doesn't matter how our last tournament was. There is a certain pride that you take in our hockey team when we go to the Olympics. We're such a storied hockey team, such a storied hockey franchise, I almost want to say. But, you know, honestly, to be fair, at least the men's team is coming off a pretty decent year, right? So in the 2020 FIH Pro League, they picked up pretty good wins over, you know, Netherlands. They also drew with world number one Belgium and world number two Australia. So looking pretty solid, they're coming off a good year. They're currently ranked fourth in the hockey standings after this as well. So the men's team is looking on the up and up. And if there's ever a upset that you would that is storied, that would be a beautiful story, it would be this Indian hockey team kind of coming back. So I can't help but think there's definitely a glimmer of optimism for this team to kind of get us some medal. And you have to admit that they're kind of been on the up and up, you know, after not qualifying. We have made some steps, obviously, to move forward. So I can't help but be excited. I'm actually not sure, Mazhar. I don't know if you know. I'm not too sure. I know the ranking of the Indian women's team, which is around 10th. I don't know, to be honest, how good or bad their year's been.
So I think the women's team, again, like you said, right? It's more about just the excitement and optimism. Yes, the women's team has definitely not achieved levels that we have in the past. And let's say they are slightly thinner in terms of the quality as compared to some of the heavyweights in Europe. But it's the Olympics. You never know. That's one thing. That's what I love about the Olympics as well. If you can see the US lose in basketball, anything is possible is what I've learned for sure. Anything is possible. Now, Gui, I'm going to come back to you. You mentioned racket sports, so I could not help but bring this up as well. Table tennis. We have the seasoned veteran, obviously, Mr. Sharad Kamal, and our personal favorite, the new star, the rising star, Satyan Gnanashekaran. What's your take on table tennis and how optimistic are you for our Indian paddlers?
Look, now, here's the thing, right? If you thought about table tennis a few years back, by a few years, I mean three Olympics back, you'd think that, you know, this is so, it is dominant. Okay, still might be dominated by some countries. But at least now we have a...
China, Gui, just say it. Just say it. It's China.
But at least now we competed against them, right? A fair few times. Our paddlers compete with them at every event possible, right? So that's just the thing. There is a sense of competitiveness in sports, which we didn't have. Just by virtue of not having enough iterations at playing these top teams. But now... Okay, Sharad Kamal has been popular for the longest time, but now you have names which has become popular over the last 4 or 5 years. As you said, Satyan, Manika Batra, all these guys, they've become popular in the, you know, from probably like maybe the last one Olympic Games and the Asian Games or the Commonwealth Games, right? That's this is the peak popularity in terms of this is the phase where, you know, all eyes are on them because they are, well, they have been watched enough now and they have competed enough for a long enough time. So again, as I don't think I am qualified enough to be, you know, be optimistic or pessimistic about these guys' chances, but it's just that there are certain events which you would avoid because, well, they're not that interested and there's nobody from your country participating, but there are so many more such events. Like you mentioned, the 400 meter hurdles. I was not watching that. Let's be honest. I was not. I was probably not watching weightlifting also, but Mirabai Chanu is going to make me watch the weightlifting competition as well. Because again, I've ranted about this enough that there are gaps between some sports and I don't like it and all of that stuff. Weightlifting would be one of them, but I will watch it. Like, that's the thing, right? Just participation of a fellow countryman, countrywoman is going to engage you to watch a sport. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but you're going to be rooting for them. And it's just so fresh to see that there are at least I'll be following something more than athletics. That's the thing.
So I'm going to now mention one sport which we haven't mentioned so far, which is quite shocking for too many, it'll be, is wrestling. It's the one sport where we've done extremely well. We have been, well, that's been our medal bagger, so to speak, right? Vinesh Fogart's going to be there. So there's always hope from the Fogarts to bring home some medal. Then you have Bajrang Punya and Deepak Punya. I'm actually super excited about these two. There's been so much hype created. I've actually watched YouTube videos. And I really think that, you know, if things go well and if the draws play out in our favor in a lot of ways, I'm pretty optimistic that we will see another medal in wrestling and hopefully better than a bronze that we usually end up with. So what's your take, Krishnan? I can see you nodding away. So
I was actually checking is I was wondering in terms of total number of medals, what is the sports that we've kind of nailed? And obviously field hockey is one and wrestling is second. And like you said, like you're saying, Mazhar, our field is really, really strong, right? When you look at Bajrang Punya, Bajrang Punya is consistently been successful in major tournaments over the last few years. He's been a gold medalist at the Asian Games and the Commonwealth Games. He's had like silver and bronze medals at successive world championships. He is a really, really solid. And this is not someone who we're calling as an underdog favorite. He is someone who is genuinely in his weight category, right at the top of his game. In that, I think he's going to be men's freestyle 65 kgs. Same thing on women's, you know, freestyle 53 kgs. Like you said, Vinesh Fogart looks absolutely incredible. Heartbreaking in 2016 when she had an injury, a knee injury is what kind of wrecked her in the quarterfinals, which really obviously derailed her last Olympics. But this time she's recovered phenomenally from it. She's currently ranked number one in that 53 kg category. She's coming off gold medals in her last three tournaments, which are in Kiev, Rome, and the Asian Championship. And there has been a withdrawal from North Korea, you know, from Park Kyung-mi, who is the world champion from North Korea. So there's really big openings. And like you said, Maz, wrestling is, you know, we talked about a lot of the sports that are not, India's not typically known for. Wrestling has been our, in a sense, strong suit in the Olympics. Second most medals after field hockey. Like you said, a lot of them potentially bronze. But if we can, again, kind of focus in and nail the things that we've been doing consistently, there's a really good opportunity for us to get something from wrestling.
I'm going to have to bring up one more sport, because I am super excited about this. Firstly, sailing. I'll be honest, I didn't understand the sport, to be fair. And it was very hard to understand what was going on. You'll just see boats going and then you're like, you don't understand how fast they are going and what is really going on, right? But after we've had a discussion about sailing and now we know how things work, I'm super excited simply because we have four sailors, but taking part in three events. So we have KC Gana, Ganapati and Varun Thakkar. Great chaps, mind you. Super excited for their participation in the 49er. Netra, I'm looking forward to her laser radial as well. She's the first Indian woman to qualify for sailing at the Olympics. That too to earn automatic qualification. So, and one thing that we have been told about sailing is that, well, it's it's like an even playing field. The boats are the same. The skill levels are almost the same. It's more about on the day, how do you use the winds to your advantage? And do you stay on the boat and finish the race, basically, so that you don't lose time? So, Gui, I'm going to come to you now. Do you think that sailing is going to like blow up regardless of what happens at the Olympics in India? Because I'm seeing some growth. Like Chennai is the home of sailing. So where do you see sailing going from here?
So much like what happened to badminton, I would like for it to happen with other sports as well, right? And look, sailing is possibly slightly more difficult considering like your training environment is the sea, right? Like, I mean, okay, even if it's not a training environment, that's where you compete. Like, there is some inherent danger. So I can understand, like, there is a little bit of, you know, possible pushback from parents. Might not take off as easily as playing in an indoor court. What's going to hit you? Shuttlecock's going to hit you in the face? Okay, it's going to hurt, but fine. Like, that's more affordable, easier, better hours. You can have a, you can pick from multiple trainers, availability and things like that. But yes, there will be interest for sure, because just we've now, you know, as part of research, we watched a lot, right? We watched, we tried to find out, we tried to gain more information for ourselves. And then, you know, like this looks like possibly the most amazing sport ever. Are you going to have such a view? No, probably not. And like it was already mentioned to us, right? Even playing field, it's all in the moment. Like, it's just what's available, what you do with it. And that really makes the sport like super exciting. There's no difference between what you are feeling and what I am feeling. Equipment's the same, winds are the same, current, waves, all of that's going to be the same, right? And super interesting. I would love for it to become like a, you know, a thing in India. Like, send your kids sailing. Like, that's the sport they should be doing. Like, play whatever sport you feel like, but yeah, just go sailing as well. Like, go sailing. Can you think of that? Like, mom, I want to go sailing on Sunday. Like, I want to practice. You need to take me out to sea. This is the sea. This is where we are going. We are going to this country to compete, because where you go to Malta, you go to some places in Europe, you go to other places in Europe, and it's just fantastic. Like, I'm not going to the tennis court. I'm not going to, you know, some Nagpur to compete. I am going to some sea. Okay, no offense to Nagpur. Like, I just meant like an...
Apologies to all our Nagpur listeners.
Yeah. Okay. I'll make it. I'm not going to Andheri West to compete. I'm not going to this place to compete. I'm going to sea to compete. Like, wow, that just blows my mind. To be very honest.
Honestly, it's what makes sailing so cool is it's different, it's niche, and you can actually really, like, the opportunity of success is so much higher given that there's less competition at this point. I'm not saying it's not hard, it's extremely hard, but like, why do you want to be one in a million playing football, or one in a billion, let's say, playing football, when you can be one in 10,000 maybe doing sailing?
And like you said, Maz, you know, on the point of will this grow in India, the biggest test of that is how young are the people who are competing currently. It's a young contingent, right? Netra is really young. KC Ganpati, I believe, is like 25, 26. I'm not exactly sure. So it's a young contingent, which bodes really good prospects for the future. I don't think sailing, I might be wrong, I don't think sailing is a sport where like the cutoff age is like super young. There is, I think, opportunities to grow till a decent age. So it's really a testament to the fact that with a young contingent, there is a lot of potential to kind of grow and keep growing in this sport, even irrespective of this result specifically.
Krishnan, speaking about age and youngsters, there's one name that I want to bring up. Srihari Nataraj, swimmer, fantastically fit, obviously, because he's a swimmer. But the point is, I mean, Sandeep Sejwal has spoken about how excited he is about this guy's prospects, and he qualified with ease. Honestly, he made the Olympic cut with complete ease. I'm pretty excited to see how he fares in his heat. I'll be happy if he finishes in the top three in his heat as well. You know, it's swimming is a hard field. I mean, you'll have five, you can potentially literally have just five US Olympians only swimming in the final heat, right? So to manage to come out of a heat also in the top three will be a really good achievement, I feel, for Indian swimming in general. And given what we've heard from the great Veer Dhawal Khade and Sandeep Sejwal as well, swimming in India is on its way up. And I am a massive, massive follower of swimming. I don't miss a single swimming event. But okay, fine. Courtesy Michael Phelps at the time. But even when the one Olympics he missed in between, I didn't miss a single race. So super, super excited. Especially now, I used to watch Sandeep Sejwal. I used to watch Khade's races. There's no chance I'm going to miss all our swimmers as well. Now, that pretty much summarizes the major sports that all Indians are going to be in. Now, I'm going to just quickly go to both of you. And I wanted to know, which are the three, let's say, what events are you hopeful for medals in? Like, I know we're all supporting everyone, but so the disciplines you are expecting India to bag medals in this time. And maybe the count, what's our Olympic count going to be? Yeah, for, at the end of the games.
So that's a very loaded question. Huh? That's a very loaded question. Krishna, before you begin, this is the most loaded question. Okay. Discipline, medal tally?
Whatever. Three medal disciplines that you think we'll medal in. And the total number of medals you think we'll win. And I'm not saying tell me how many gold, how many silver. Just the total number of medals.
I think one that we haven't mentioned, but again, we're actually really dominant, our only gold in our history, shooting. I think that's one I'm pretty optimistic about. You know, I think there's a good chance for us. It is one that is one of those fields that we are constantly, that is one that is kind of almost our strong suit as Indian Olympians. So I'm going to say shooting. I'll go with wrestling and, I'll say boxing. Just stick with the ones that I mentioned. Yeah.
Let's go. Vikas is pumped. We are pumped as well.
Yeah.
Pooja Rani is coming off a win too. So I'm with you on this, Krishna.
Who you got? Or which sports you got, rather?
Archery. I would just love to see, like, because let's be honest, like when Mazar mentioned it, absolutely right. Like, you never thought that we were competing, but we held our own. And holding our own is like putting it lightly, right? And Deepika Kumari is competing. So really, really hopeful there. Wrestling, please. I want it to happen. Because let's be honest, like we've been on this rant, right? That we kind of like our thing. We've Dangal, wrestling, like Akhada wrestling and all of this stuff is something which is so ingrained. So I'd love for it to happen, right? Absolutely. Like, and a dominant one, like steamroll, just steamroll. And for the last one, I'd love to see Neeraj Chopra get a medal. I'd love, like, dude, come on. We want a track and field medal. We want it. I want it more than anything else. So Neeraj Chopra winning a medal would just be amazing. Track and field, I think I've said it like 5 times over the last year, like over which we've been recording. And I just slip it in that track and field is not a thing. Track and field is not a thing. But Neeraj Chopra winning a medal would really shut me up. I want it to happen.
He's got a good shout. I mean, his career best is what, 88.07, and the Olympic record is 90.57. So, I mean, 2.5 meters in terms of, like, if you look at it, but that's the Olympic record. But that's the Olympic record. So I'm hopeful if he can throw in an 88 or an 89, he's in there, man. He's in there for sure. So fingers crossed. For me personally, I want to see a medal in, like you said, Krishnan, shooting. I think we have Apurvi Chandela as well. She's got a world of experience. She's beaten the best because she is the best, but just on the day, shooting always comes down to on the day, right? So let's hope that at least half of our shooters have good days, and yeah, let's bring home a few medals. Guys, the main question you have avoided though, the number count. Give me a number count.
Guys, I'm going to be optimistic. I'm saying our highest in recent years was 6 in 2012 in London. I'm saying 8, and I say we bag one gold. We bag a gold and we get 8 total. Something we bag a gold in. I'm betting on one gold and we 8 total.
Highly optimistic in terms of the gold, I feel, but why not? Why not?
Six medals is good for me. I'll be honest. And in that, even if there's one gold, would absolutely kill it. Like, okay, but I prefer to have, okay, just a question. One gold and 5 others, or like 10 medals in all? What would you go for?
10 medals.
The gold medals. And 5. Same here. 10 medals. 10 medals. Yeah.
10 medals. Anyway.
I think, likelihood will grow 10 spots, you know, or like 6 spots as compared to one spot.
More yeah. Indians win, the better, man. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they've spent their blood, sweat, and tears. I would be happy with, I'll take all bronze medals, all fourth place medals that are available also, I would take. Just because they deserve every bit of it. I mean, so, yeah. But I am going to be the eternal optimist here, and I'm going to say we'll finish with 13 medals. And yes, I know, I'm extremely optimistic, but I looked at it from the point of view of shooting and wrestling, given the strong contingents that we have. So I'm going to go with 13 medals and 2 goals. I'm seeing a boxing gold coming home. I'm seeing a boxing gold coming home, and I'm seeing a wrestling gold coming home.
Absolutely. And guys, just know, none of us are super experts. Follow everyone. There is always a possibility of an upset, even in sports that were not, you know, maybe not ranked 1 or 2. There's always a chance. Support every athlete. Try and follow as many games. TV viewership is how the sports will eventually go. To watch as many as you can, just watch and enjoy. It'll be cool to just see India competing. Seeing that India jersey, that India flag, it'll be awesome. So just watch as many people as you can, or obviously have time for.
Yeah, so I think Krishnan pretty much summarized exactly what we all had to say. We have some terrific episodes coming up for you, so stay tuned for that, and do not miss the Olympics for sure, and do not miss following our athletes and supporting them, because it's all of our support that motivates them to perform day in and day out. They leave everything out there for nothing, but like Gui said, it's not for the money, it's not for anything, it's purely for national pride and to see that tricolor flying high, and hopefully we'll hear Jana Gana Mana too. So thanks so much for tuning in. Like, comment, share. The description for all of our other episodes are also there. You can check those out too. And take care, stay safe, and we'll see you soon. Till then, bye-bye.